Hello,
What's
handsome
going on?
guy.
No, stop it, you stop it.
Where are you in the world?
I'm at my flat in West London, and it is, what time is it? It's 8 o'clock in the
Ooh,
Yeah,
is that
so
early for you? Are you a bit of a rock star, Braddy?
I'm not a rock star. Lazy would be a better description. I
You're
know,
busy.
I'm busy. Well, a little bit busy. I'm a little bit busy,
Dude,
but
you've got a freaking album coming out in
yeah,
2 days. Of
that's true.
course you're busy. Give yourself some credit.
I'm so excited, Ash. I'm buzzing.
So
Yeah.
excited. What does that feel like? Because I've never released an album, especially not an album like this. Because what I've heard, I know this is like you've gone to kind of a new level with this sound, with this. So I know that there would be so much emotion inside of you. Talk us through how that feels to be 2 days away from it.
It's really, really weird. I was speaking to someone yesterday about it because you're doing this for like 2 years of your life, and like you say, you put so much into it, and then it's out, and it's like, oh, it's like just it's such a weird anticlimactic thing, like especially at the moment because you can't necessarily go straight out and gig it. But I think that's why it's almost more important for us to put music out because I think people need music more than ever. But
Amen.
it's weird. It's a really strange thing. And then I think like I'm a very like I can't sit still for too long. So I'm almost like as soon as one thing's done, I'm like, cool, what's the next thing? I'm not like, oh, okay, what, like let's chill and enjoy this. I'm like, okay, cool, what's
You
the next?
gotta learn. You gotta learn to chill and enjoy it because one day your whole life's gone and you think, I should have just, you need to take a moment on Friday. Read some of the great reviews, lap it up, and then just turn it all off for 5 minutes. It's like at my wedding. Sorry, it's at my wedding, but the best thing I did, so I'm married, yes. The best thing I did was stop with my husband and just like take a minute to be like, let's take stock of this. We got married. All the people we love are right here. Let's just, because you have to take it in. I think that's, you deserve that, right?
Yeah, 100%. I need to get better at that. I need to be noting down your notes. This is Ash's life
Yes.
advice. No, but
Yes.
I do completely agree. I think like I tend to be quite good at it, and like we're all pretty good at it on the road and like in day to day in general. Like even writing this album was a very like reflective period of time, like a reflective 2 years. So I think we're quite good at it. I just yeah, sometimes I find myself being a bit like trying to fill the gaps, just be being like, what can I do?
Course, of
Yeah,
course.
but
Because we're creative and we're driven. And it's a
yeah.
good thing to always, want to do better. It means you're never going to sit on your ass and waste your life away. So, it's still a good thing. It's got to have that balance,
Balance. It's the yin and yang, isn't it?
That balance, the yin and the yang.
Somewhat.
You said that writing, you boys all said that like writing this album was kind of like therapy for you. And like you just said, it made you really, really reflective. So, I mean, it's a deep question, but what would you say that you've kind of learned about yourself through the last 2 years of the writing, the recording, putting it together?
There's a couple of moments like I think I've put more out in the music than have done before. Like I think all of us have, but there's topics that are dealt with on the album that I don't think we spoke about necessarily before, like the less shiny parts of love or like the less shiny parts of just people and being a human being. Do you know what I mean? Like lonely. There's a song on there called Treading Water that is just about kind of like loneliness and like moments of like lows, do you know what I mean? I don't think we've like necessarily really, really dealt spoke about that on an album before. And it's really nice. It is cathartic to speak about that and not feel like you that there's that pristine facade or like it's good. And I think it instills hopefully that confidence in other people. That's what music is and it's
Absolutely.
what it does, isn't it? It's like so cool looking at your favorite artist and when you're a like for me growing up it was listening to bands and being like, oh yeah, like I'm going for that or I love that or I've got that same energy. So it's like it's nice to be able to put more of that out there and hopefully instill a bit more.
Totally. Would you like to answer some fan questions? We got 584 of them come through. So shout outs to Tasty
Oh
Trin,
yeah.
our producer, who went through and picked a couple. Very happy to amazing producers doing all the hard work. Okay. Okay, Emily, do you have any songs that didn't make the album and will they be released later?
Yeah, I think we're gonna look at maybe releasing some more, like maybe early next year.
Emily's on to something.
I know, yeah, look at Emily getting the juicy goss.
Ooh, Emily, Emily, Emily.
Emily.
So what do you mean? Will you do like an extended album or something, or just you don't know?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Do you know what I mean, Ash? I couldn't divulge.
You can't do it. I understand. Well, Emily, yeah, definitely onto something. Adriana is up next. This is a very random question, but I'm horny for it. She wants to know, if you had to associate the new album with a food, what would it be? Now, I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
It's called Cherry Blossom, so I feel like maybe like sushi or like ramen, something Japanese. But
I like, yeah. We were thinking, like, someone said a meal the other day, and they said a roast dinner, which I kind of like, but a roast dinner's heavy, whereas I think Cherry Blossom's like quite a, you know, when you have sushi and you still feel like you can go about your day afterwards.
Yes.
Whereas if you have a big meal and you're like, ugh,
undo my pants.
Oh, yeah, like a lot of that. I mean, yes, exactly. I would say it's a sushi. As well, you get the selection, like you can have the sashimi, you can have the rice, you can have maybe some miso soup to mix it up.
Maybe you'll have a bit of wasabi, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll dip it in soy sauce, maybe you'll keep
it.
I mean, the options are, and what I love about it.
It's the options.
Options. And it's protein, so it's good for you.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, the life lessons. But
it's nutritious.
Nutritious.
It's nutritious. Let's
and delicious. It. Nutritious and delicious. Cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom. I love this.
That light is really good for me. All right. Lamar has a question. How are your Spanish classes going? And can we hear some Spanish?
Oh, God.
Put on the spot.
She's done me dirty here. I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest. They really fell off a cliff about 3-4 weeks in, which is really upsetting. But I don't know. I was waking up and I had the little bird from Duolingo waking me up.
That fucking bird.
Every day, right? And at the beginning, I was like, oh, this bird's so cute. And by the end of it, I was like, this bird. It was getting so... It was so every day chirping, and I was like, I know, but I'm trying to do it. And he's like, you're forgetting, you're not meeting your goal.
Hola.
So I really, really enjoyed it when I was doing it. And I just learned a few like really simple, like early stuff. But I feel like you've got to be, I spoke to my mate who lives in Spain, English guy lives in Spain, and he's married to a Spanish lady. And he was like, the way that he learned was speaking it every day, like to someone and learn it. So I was like,
it just sounds like you've got a lot of excuses going on right
now. Yeah, I know. I really fell off a cliff. But
you need to get into early Ricky Martin. I was obsessed with Ricky Martin when I was a kid, so I know all of his Ricky Martin songs in Spanish, even when I don't speak Spanish.
Could you?
La vida. Wait, I'll get a hit microphone. Hold on. Make it look really legit.
Of course, you've got to get the microphone.
La vida es pura pasión. Hay que llenar copa de amor. Para vivir hay que luchar. Un corazón para ganar. Como Caín y Abel es un partido cruel. Tienes que pelear por una estrella.
Sí.
Thank you.
Sí. There we go. She even had the, I love this moment.
Yeah. Get it legit, you know, you gotta do that when you're not legit.
That was incredible.
I'm gonna flip this around a little bit, Brad, and I'm gonna say, is there anything that's on your heart or on your mind that you would like to discuss? You know, is there anything you want? Because it's always about like me asking you, so we just take, they like hawks.
No.
Us media. But is there anything you would like to leave the people with before we go?
I want to send out a big message of like love and support and positivity, because I feel like it has been a really, really weird time, but I feel like it's still, I don't know what it's like in Australia, but it continually is getting like prolonged in the UK. And I think that not having an end in sight is quite hard for people. And like, I just want to send out a message like to all of the people watching to say, stay positive, do positive things.
Amen.
Yeah, I would say that. And then I hope everyone enjoys the album. But it's so nice to chat. Thank you, Ash.
You are well beyond your years, my friend.
Oh, no. I'm taking your advice, Ash.
Give our love to the boys. Big hugs from me and everyone. Love you, brother. So good to see you. Thank you for making time.
See you soon.
Bye.
All right.